following tale is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 2. How do you like your eggs? When we last witnessed gamers behaving badly, our intrepid Game Master Earl launched a new campaign for his players, a high fantasy setting. Earl hoped to entice the group by setting the stage for excitement with box decks before characters were even made. Always willing to see the trees for the forest, the players overanalyzed what they heard, ignoring Earl's efforts. Undaunted, the group set out to make new characters. The ever-role-playing Craig created a knight, Baymark Volcare, named after his previous two knights. Up for a challenge, Jenny created an elven wizard thief. Mike, the ever-treasure seeker, created yet another fighter, this one generically named James. And power gamer Sam used special rules and options to create the half-ogre barbarian named Bobby. The group began their quest, which ended almost immediately for Craig, whose character died on his very first roll of the dice when a battle with hobgoblins soon ensued. And now, our brave heroes, having arrived at the border fort after their battle with the hobgoblins and securing a replacement character for Craig, have made their way to the town of Valleydrop in search of clues about the fiendish wizard behind the raiders.
It's early morning in the town of Valleydrop, and you slowly stir awake. With luck, you hope to find clues as to the whereabouts of the fiendish wizard behind the hobgoblins, who you have learned is named Grandpa's.
Grandpa's?
How old are we? You really think that's funny?
What? Grandpa's? Yes!
Grabass?
Great bass.
Swamp ass?
Multipass?
Okay, guys, I get it. Lesson learned. Say names of villains out loud before gaming with a bunch of apparent 12-year-olds. Got it. Can we move on?
Indeed. Baymark Volcare.
The fourth.
Same named younger brother of Baymark Volcare the third.
Who died valiantly on the field of battle after tripping over his own feet.
Oh yes, a most noble of knights. Thank the gods his younger brother was at the border fort, a true stroke of good fortune.
I'm truly surprised at how Baymark's mother could not think of a different name. Are they quadruplets?
I doubt it. The way he burns through characters, they'll need the Octomom.
I told you guys, I'm not throwing away a good character concept or name just because the dice hate me.
Are we done?
Yes. As I was saying, Baymark is ready to begin the day. But first, some breakfast. Baymark will go out into the town and look for some eggs.
Without your armor on?
Indeed, my most narrow-minded and overly paranoid fighting companion. Baymark steps out into the brisk morning air to seek the first farmer he sees selling eggs.
Uzbandius is intrigued by this. She will accompany the good knight.
Most excellent! Milady, you are in for a good treat.
Okay, you find a rather ragged-looking man, hair matted down and with a messy beard.
Good day to you, sir! How much for half a dozen of your finest eggs?
Well, good morning to you, my lord. I have some lovely eggs, picked fresh just today by my lovely wife and lovely children. For six, it would be but 4 copper coins.
It does indeed all sound lovely. Here's a silver. You may keep the rest.
And tell me, good farmer, your farm is well outside of town?
Why, yes, my lady, to the north it is. We've held it for 5 generations.
I see. Any activity of late?
Well, now that you mention it, my son has told of strange goings-on to the north of us.
I think this is a strange goings-on.
I'm not even sure what is going on. Is she going to attack the farmer or rob his farm?
This would be the role-playing part in a role-playing game.
If you are done, my sir and lady, I will take my leave. May the blessings of the gods be upon you.
You gave him a whole silver for 6 eggs? Sheesh, Jenny, that farmer's a better thief than you.
Now off to find another hard-working man of the land. I seek potatoes. And a blessed day to you, good man. I cannot wait to sample these fine roots. Most excellent negotiating, Wizbandius. two dozen spuds for two copper.
Why, thank you, Sir Baymark. The ones we do not eat this morn, we shall eat on the road.
Speaking of the road, can we get on?
Now we shall seek out onions! Baymark looks sternly at the old woman, points a finger at the onion sack. Good woman! Please understand, I have no doubt your onions are most delicious, but to charge a full silver for only four is robbery.
I'd attack her.
I'm ready to attack our party members.
But, good Sir Knight, there are fewer onions this season than in the past. I would normally sell them for much less, but as I've said, I've been able to harvest very little.
What a coincidence! We've been able to gain very little.
And have all the northern farms been affected as much, old one?
Indeed, my lady. I foretell that all the farms to the foothills have been affected thus.
Wisbandius will nod and hand the woman two silver and take the onions.
She accepts your gracious gift and throws in a couple of peppers to boot.
Bobby is about ready to put his boots somewhere.
Well done once again, Wisbandius.
Okay, seriously, Earl, Bobby wants...
One moment! We are in need of the final touches. Some bread! Having secured the two loaves of bread, Baymark will now...
Hold on. Wisbandius will ask the baker if he has any honeycomb or sweet oil.
Are you kidding?
The baker looks at you and says that nearly all of his sweet oil and honeycomb were purchased a little over a week ago by a bearded stranger.
Wisbandius will nod and pay him well for what he has left, and throw in a few extra coins to secure his silence. Let us finish our breakfast quest first.
Agreed. I cannot make this delicious meal without a proper fry pan. To the smith! A stout pan, to be sure, but far too expensive.
Yeah, well, cast iron for cookware just wasn't common in this time.
Good point. Your attention to detail is impressive in this adventure, Earl.
Thanks.
It almost makes me forgive you for being a dick and killing my character.
Bobby is going to stab himself in the face.
Now the seasoning! Cheese! Mushrooms! Ham! Now that Baymark has secured everything, he will go about making his omelet.
It took you longer to roleplay getting the omelet than it will to actually make it.
Good lady Wisbandius, would you be interested in a freshly made omelet and fried seasoned potatoes?
Sir Baymark, that is most kind of you. Yes, let us dine together.
Oh, most generic fighter James, would you care to join a gaming group where we actually get to do something?
I don't know, this omelet sounds pretty good.
Cool. Hey, GM, just make sure you take note of all this. Baymark is trying to help the lower classes by having breakfast with Wisbandius.
Geez, thanks.
I cannot believe that he spent all that time gathering everything for a stupid omelet.
Not everything. I couldn't find parsley.
So please do not tell me that we're going to play out the actual cooking of it.
That one fellow had dill, but that wouldn't have worked well.
No, we won't play that out. That'd be pointless.
That would be pointless?
What exactly does Bobby want to do?
What do I want to do? How about go on the actual adventure? How about find this wizard?
No one's going to talk to Bobby. He's a half-ogre, for goodness sake. So you're already suspicious. Plus, it's obvious the town guard are watching his every move.
Great. Why did I even bother coming tonight? I could have made eggs at home. Mike, you take care of it.
Take care of what?
Finding some clues.
Why would I do that? I'm a fighter. That's the thief's job.
He's right. And it's already done.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know where Grandpa's is.
How the hell do you know where the wizard is?
Haven't you been paying attention?
I have, sadly. But what does a wizard have to do with an omelet?
We got all our clues before breakfast.
We did?
Well, the old farmer's son said he'd seen lots of activity to the north. And the onion lady said that most of her crops had been taken. Hobgoblins are fond of onions, and she said all the farms in the northern foothills have been looted. So, The hobgoblins are most likely hiding out in the foothills.
Okay, but where's the wizard?
Well, he's likely with them.
Doubtful. Hobgoblins aren't known for their love of humans, even powerful wizards.
True. And that's why he needed all the honeycomb and sweet oil. Material components for a suggestion spell. He probably whipped up some larger version of it. That's why he needed so much. So, the wizard, Grandpa's, Mike, don't even do it. Grandpa's is likely in the northern foothills, along with his hobgoblin soldiers. And that's where we are headed after breakfast.
Now I want an omelet.
This omelet is most delicious, Sir Baymark.
Is it not? That farmer did not lie. Those eggs were indeed freshly laid.
Guys, seriously.
And you have fried those potatoes most deftly.
That is only part of it. It's the seasoning that makes the difference.
Is there any left?
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, and Scott Nelson. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.